Okay. Fine. So we're gonna go forward. We're on Lammered Base. I sent some sheets if anyone got the chance to look at them, but just a quick intro. We're gonna be talking about the Shia, they used to sing the Levium in the Base of Mikdash. So they used to sing when they did the Korban Tomid, and specifically at the time when they did the Nisuch HaYayin. When they did the Nisuch HaYayin, they used to sing the Shia Shel Yom, as well. We said the Shia Shel Yom today. There was the Shia for each day. And they used to probably break it up into three parts, and there was some chutzot just blowing over there as well. And there was different ones for different days, so like this. So on a normal weekday, we do, like we say, in the morning in Shacharis. And on Rosh Hashanah, they had a different one. For the Musaf, they said the Tehillim that we say for Yom Chamishi. And for, we're going to see for what they did in Shacharis. Shacharis generally on Rosh Hashanah did the same as a weekday because the Edom didn't come early, so they normally just kept as normal. But for Mincha time in Rosh Hashanah, that we're going to see that they said, where is this? They said, Havu, that Kol Hashem Yochil Midbar, used to say in Mincha time, as we're going to see. Okay. So we're in the Mishnah, Lamed, Ahmed Beis. Okay. Barishoina. Originally, Hayu Mikablin, they used to accept Eidus Chodesh, the witnesses for the new moon, Kol Hayom, all day. Until right before Shkia. Pamachas, one time, Nishto, they were late, Ha'edim Milovoi, from coming. When it's Kalkulu, and they made there was a Kilkul, they messed up the Levian Bashir in the Shia. And the Gemara can discuss how did they mess it up? What was the mistake they made? So therefore, in order that this shouldn't happen again, they made a Takana. This is not Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, this is the Hiskinu, Shelo Yu Mekablim. They would only accept the Eidus for the new moon, Ela Ad HaMincha, until Mincha time.
Which one?
What's that? That we have, God, Mincha Ketana. I don't know. But, V'im Ba'u, Eidim in a Mincha Olamala, if Eidim came after Mincha time, so so that means they wouldn't Makadish the day, meaning they wouldn't say it's Rosh Hashanah. However, Noigin Oisro Yom Kodesh, they still treated it as Rosh Hashanah with regards to not doing Malacha. Ulamacha Kodesh, and tomorrow was Kodesh as well, was Rosh Hashanah, and that would count as the first day of the year. The reason they did this is because the word that basically if you didn't do Malacha all day, and then suddenly, like, you know, at Mincha time, they said, oh, well, we're not really making it, you know, Rosh Hashanah today. So people are going to, like, not take, you know, not do Malacha so seriously because we said, oh, remember last year we kept Yom Tov all day and then said, oh, it's not really Yom Tov. So people are not going to be careful. So they kept all day Yom Tov both days. Now,
basically, after Mincha, Eidus ends up being applied for the following day.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, that was the Takana, yes, that was the Chiddush.
So it's a change in playing the time.
We know they're allowed to do that, we know that. Mm-hmm. Now, Mishachorah of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so his skin, now here's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the fourth Takana of our Perek, Shiyu Mekablim at Eidus HaChodesh, they would accept the Eidus HaChodesh, Kol Yom, all day, because now there wasn't Shia in the Beis HaMikdash, so there was no problem. So he says, why shouldn't it be just like the original bit? Okay. So my Kilkul Alevim B'Shia.
Why do they care if they made a mistake
in Shia? Because it should struggle to write a bit. Good question, yeah. Richard's asking, like, what's the big deal? Basically, you know, it's they made a mistake, so they didn't say the right Shia. So why are you going to change all these things? I don't know. But, yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Ma Kilkul, so what is the world? So let's see what the Kilkul was, first of all. What happened? Kilkul Olavim Bashir. What was the Kilkul that they made in the Shia that they made this change, that they made this whole Tachana? So Hacha, here, remember, we're in Bavel right now. We're learning Talmud Bavli. So here in Bavel, Tugamu, they explained, Shelo Yomru, they said like this, past tense. They did not say Shira Kol Ika. They didn't say the Shira of, they were confused, you know, is it going to be Rosh Hashanah today? Is it going to be Chol today? And they were all just confused, and they just didn't say anything. So they skipped the Shia of the day. That was the kilkul. They didn't say, they didn't sing the Shira on that. Welcome, whoever just joined us. Please mute yourself, though. And okay.
The national Shira can't be strange.
Means they didn't say it at all. No, Kol Ikka means at all. Means at all. Okay, so that's one answer. Now, Rebbe Zeira, who's an Israeli, Omar, he said the following. He explained the Mishnah. He said, "She'omru Shira." They said Shira. However, it was Shel Chol in Tomid Shel Beino Arba'im with the Tomid, with the Korban Tomid of the evening one. So they basically, even though it was actually, they made it Rosh Hashanah, but they made a mistake and they said the wrong one. They said Shel Chol or whatever day it was. So now that's two opinions. So according to in the Babylonian said they didn't say anything, and Rebbe Zeira, now Israel said they said the wrong one. Okay, so Omar Loi, Rebbe Zeira said to Ahava, to Ahava is a name, his brave son, go out, Tani Lahu, go and teach to them the following brisa, and you'll see from this following brisa that I'm right and the Babylonians are wrong. This is the brisa. Hiskinu, they made a tikkuna, Shelo Yu Mekabalim Eidos HaChodesh, they would not accept the Eidim for the Chodesh, Ella, unless Kedei, there will be enough, Sheyehei Shehus, enough time, Yom in the day, Lahakriv to sacrifice Tamidim, the Korban Tamidim, Umusofim, also the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Vinischehem, and their wine libations, Beloy Mashira, and also to say the Shira, the pertinent one, Shalot Bishibush, without making a mistake. End of Brisa. So comments, Rebbe Zeira told his son to say this, Iyamat Bishlama, if you say it works out good, Omor Shira, they said Shira, like I said, the chol of the weekday, hainu de ikashibush. That's why it makes sense in the brisa. They said it without, so they shouldn't make a mistake, mess it up. So shibush is basically you did it wrong. Yeah, Ella, Ia marks. If you want to say like you and Bobel, lo amu klal, didn't say klal, right? The shira tol, my shibush, they didn't do a shibush ika, they didn't mess it up, they just didn't do it. So therefore you see from this brisa that it seems to say that I'm correct. But the Gemara pushes off and says, no. Kivan de lo omo chlal, seeing as they didn't say at all, aim lecha shibush, that's a shit, God on his air, right? That's, what are you talking about? Right. We reject that kasha. Now, we've got another kasha to prove, that Rebbe Zeira is correct. So, Mesi Rav Acha Bahuna. So we've got another brisa over here. Okay. Tomid shel Rosh Hashanah. On the Tomid of Rosh Hashanah, Shachris, Korib Hilchosoi, it was brought like Hilchosoi means the normal way, like every day. Basically, the Tamid of the Shachar of Rosh Hashanah was like the Chol. We didn't change it. But Musaf, what did it say for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Ma'oimel, what do you say? You say the Pe'alif. Haninu Lelukim Uzeinu Hariu Lelukei Yaakov, which is, we've seen this Kippur Tillim a lot, which mentions Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Mentioned about blowing the shofar, so that's what we say on the musaf. Okay, well, literally means harnina means lashon rina, like you should cause out. Yeah, lelukim uzeinu amait. Yeah, hario is like a trua. Do you make a trua? Lelukei Yaakov to the God of Yaakov. So b'mincha mahuaymeh. What do we say on mincha and Rosh Hashanah? So, Koil Hashem, the voice of Hashem, Yochil Midbar, which will tremble the Midbar, and over here, Rashi says out, so why did he say, what's this, why is this pertinent to Rosh Hashanah? So he mentions over there in the shofars of Matan Torah, speaks about shofars, so it's speaking about shofars. Okay. Now, so that's the normal rule. Now, what happens now, this is like what happens if Rosh Hashanah is Yom Chamishi. So the thing, problem is, on Yom Chamishi, we already say Harninu for Shacharis. So what are you going to do? You don't want to say the same one for Musaf and for Shacharis, because it's different Korbanos. So, Ubizman Shechal Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah came, Leos B'Chamishi on the Thursday, for Shabbos, Shashira Shalom, that the Shira of Yom Chamish, of Musaf, is Harninu, Lelukim Uzeinu. So, Lo Haya Oimer, the Shachris, they wouldn't say in Shachris, they would change it, Harninu. Mipnei Shachoyze, because he's going to go back and Koifel and do again as a Perek. So they don't want to change Musaf. Musaf has to be Harninu. Okay? So therefore, so seeing as they have to change Shachris. So Ella, so this is, Rashi points out, this is talking about in a case where the Edom came early. Because if the Edom did, well, we're going to see. The Edom came early, so we realize it's going to be this, you know, double link, so we changed it. So Ella, Maro in there, I mean, he's going to say the same thing for Shachris and the same thing for Musaf. What's that?
What's wrong?
Because the different korbanos, so I suppose you're supposed to the different ones. Yeah, well, you got to digest this. You know, we're relating what the Gemara says. You'll see. Okay. So anyway, there's this issue. So they changed the Shachris. So what did it? So Moimeh, Elomoa. What did they say on Shachris then? So they said basically it's the continuation. It's later on in the same capital, but they didn't say the first bit. It says Hasiroisi Misabel Shichmoy. They should remove the toil of his shoulder. Which is referring to Yosef getting out of the base of Surim, the continuation of that, which we know was on Rosh Hashanah. And also we learned before that they stopped doing the avoiding Rosh Hashanah. So this is also talking about Rosh Hashanah, which is pertinent to the day of Rosh Hashanah. But you're not saying Harninu the first bit twice. Now, but what happens? Yeah, that was talking about when the Edom came early and you knew that it was going to be Rosh Hashanah already, so therefore you could already change the first capital to Tehillim and say Hasiroisi. But in Bo Edim, Achot Tomi Shel Shachar, but if the Edim came later, which they normally did, and they already said, we normally on Rosh Hashanah, we say in Shachris the normal Tehillim of the day, the capital. So they already said Harninu for Shachris. So Oimar Harninu, you're going to say Harninu again for Musaf. Even though, not such a big deal. At the end of the day, no ra. You know, even though you're doubling it, as a perek. Okay. So basically, in the ideal world, we prefer, you know, in the Edom came early, we'll switch it. So therefore, we'll say a different thing on Yom Chamish in the morning for Shachris for the Tomid, and then they'll say Harninu for Musaf. But if they actually said in the morning, they said Harninu for, and then they'll say again for Musaf. Look, okay. So now, here's the kasha. So, Iyama, if you want to say, Bishlam, it's okay, Kol Heicha, the Mistaka, if you're in doubt, right? So, Amrinan Shira, the Chol, then we're going to say, we say, if you're not sure, so just go ahead and you do it. Because, it's not all that, you know, what's the big deal? Yeah? Hainu de Ka'amav, it says over here in this Brisa, it says the following. It says, Oimroi the Koifloi. In the case where they came later on Thursday, and you'd already said Harnim in the morning, so you say again in Musaf. So you just, you know, you do it again. So we just act as normal and it's fine. Yeah. Ella, earmarks. If you want to tell me that you're in a case of Sofik, basically it's Yom Hamishi. Yeah. And you don't know if they're going to come and maybe they're going to be doubling Harninu. You're going to say, Lo Omer, so it's better not to say it. Lo Omer, Omer Klal, they didn't say it. My Omer of a Koiflo, what does it mean? You say it again, second time. Obviously, so they were in a case of doubt over here. It's all by definition, every day. So anytime you got Thursday, it could be Rosh Hashanah, right? So a Shachris, it could be the 8 minute come later. So therefore, what are you going to do? So normally, you see what they did. They said Harninu, and then it came again. They said it again. So you see in a case of doubt that you go ahead and do the best you can in the situation. So you see over there that, so the same, I'm going to apply that to our case of Mincha as well. It was getting late in the day. They didn't know what to do, if the Edom are going to come or not. So they said, so we'll say the Shear of the Yom, the normal, we'll just do normal, yeah? And say it if they come, as I'm saying, it's a kill call, but whatever. So you see, they must have said it. So you see, it's like that is Rebbe Zera said. So the Gemara pushes off, no, it's no. Shani Hossam, no, it's different. You can't bring a riot from over there. Because Hossam, Shear of the Yomei, he, over there, on Thursday, the Maman of Shach, whatever you say, if it's Rosh Hashanah or it's Chol, the song's right, is right for that day. Because we normally say on Yom Chamishi Harninu, right? And also we say it's pertinent to Rosh Hashanah as well. So, So if it's wrong, it's not so wrong. It's all, the only thing you did was double it. And double is not ideal. We don't like to double it, but you only doubled it. But in a case where it was, you know, let's say Tuesday, yeah, and the shear of Yom Shir, you know, of Tuesday is going to be, you know, it's totally different. It's no, got no shaykhs to Rosh Hashanah. So then they wouldn't say it because, you know, it's not like Rosh Hashanah. So they were in a pickle. They didn't know what to say. And they maybe didn't say it. So you can't bring a proof from here. So this is left unresolved. We don't know what the kilka was. If it was, they said it wrong. They said the one of Shachris, or they didn't say anything. And that is that. And we're going to carry on the next time. We're into the Shir Shel Yom. Okay, we'll stop here.
When did David
Melech
live in regards to the
Beis HaMikdash? David Melech was before the Beis HaMikdash. He built up the plan. No. He designed the plans for the Beis HaMikdash. The first one, yeah. It's Shlomo Melech was the first Beis HaMikdash.
The first one?
Yes. The second one was when they came back from Babel, yeah. Like Koresh started it, and then. So if you look on the sheet, Gil, if you look on the sheet, I sent things about the Shira, but it's interesting. It says that basically, that even though the Chiv of Shira or whatever from the Torah, when you do the Korbanos or whatever, but the actual Nusach, what Shira you do is a Durbanon. So they were allowed to decide that. Okay, Chazara. Shkorach.